that's not discussing the machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Everyone agrees that after chalitza is done, the relationship between that brother and that woman, the yavam and the yavama, is bound by the issur lav. Chalitza, kevan shalobana, shuv lo yibne, and that's why the pasuk says ashal lo yibne es beis achiv. The fundamental machlokas is, how does this affect the other brothers? How does it affect the tzaros? So Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion very simply that this halacha shuvo yivne applies across the board. It applies to sharachim, it applies to the tzaros as well, and therefore once chalitza is done, simply in Yisrael, but the chiyuv kares is paka. And Reish Lakish disagrees and maintains that certainly is not the case. Regarding those two individuals, that yavam and the yavama, then we assume chalitza, kevan shlobana shuvo yivne. When it comes to the other brothers, when it comes to the tzaros, there is indeed an iser of eishesach. Well, so that's something no doubt which is stunning. What exactly is the svara of Rabbi Yochanan to assume this sir kari sispaka? So that was the Rashba and Daf Mem Aleph, where the Rashba writes a stunning chiddush that once this iser of eishesach is paka, it is not going to resurface. And therefore, the Rashba writes the stunning chiddush. Let's assume we have a case, a potential yibum, a shemaris yavam. But all of a sudden, there was an impediment. Kidesh achiv es achoso. Now there's a problem of achus ukukasa. If it's achus ukukasa, in such a case, obviously there's no possibility of yibum. That would be an iser of achos isha. And lo and behold, mesa ishta. Lo and behold, mesa ishta. Oh, so Rashba writes a stunning chiddush. You know what that means? Mutter, mutter bivimto. What does mutter bivimto mean? Very, very literally. No? Tachsu leheteira, mutter, heteira. It means there is no mitzvah. There is no mitzvah of Yibum, because the mitzvah of Yibum was paka once he went ahead and married the sister. So there is no mitzvah of Yibum. What about Nisr Veishasach? There's no Nisr Veishasach, because Shomer HaSiyavim, Nisr Veishasach, was paka. So you have a very unusual situation. There is no Nisr Veishasach. There is no mitzvah of Yibum. So what happens if there's no iser, there's no mitzvah? You know what the answer is? Rishus. And that is mutter bivimto. Mutter bivimto. And therefore, taksu lehetera. Lehetera rishum. Wow, that's something which is stunning. How can that be if there is no mitzvah of yibum? Why not argue that by essence, by definition, there's nisra veishasach? What do you mean? The isra veishasach is paka v'shas nefila. And where do you see that this is true? The Rashba writes, and Daf Aleph, Rabbi Yochanan of Argamana. That's exactly Rabbi Yochanan. That even though it's true that these two players were the ones who engaged in chalitza, and the other brothers, other tzaros, nothing has happened, yeah, but Yisra Veishasach is paka. Because after all, b'shas nefilo hutrilo. And since that's the case, that Yisra cannot possibly go in and surface. The impression clearly from Rashi is as follows, that what is the svara of Rabbi Yochanan, that the Zika indeed is materis. Okay? And that's why it's relevant for the Daf Mem Aleph. Okay, if that really is true, according to Yochanan, the Zika indeed is Materis, why would Reish Lakish disagree? Why would Reish Lakish disagree? And to put the question somewhat differently, if you didn't have the pasuk of Kevin Shlobana Shavu Yivna, what would you have said? Oh, so Tosos comes through Maskalil. Reish Lakish is coming from the opposite direction. The pasuk is Menatek. The pasuk is matir the sakaris. If I didn't have the pasuk, I would have said that there should have been kares across the board, not only for the achim, not only for the tzaros, but even for that yavam and the yavama. After all, this is not a mitzvah, and therefore there's no mitzvah. There's nisra of eishesach. The pasuk goes out of its way and says no. Kevin shlobana shuvo yivna. The pasuk reduces. Wow. And it only reduces as far as the Yavam and the Yavam are concerned. As far as everyone else is concerned, you know what? This Reishasach remains. What about the Nefila? What about the Zika? After all, when the original brother Reuven died, there was no Isra Reishasach. That's true. But how do you know that the Nefila is Mafkir this Reishasach? Maybe one could argue, you know what is Mafkir this Reishasach? The Mitzvah of Yibum or Chalitza. Yibum and Chalitza. That is mafkia. So that, perhaps, only applies when it comes to the Yavam and the Yavama. It does not apply to the other tzaros. It doesn't apply to Shar HaAchim. And therefore, Reish Lakish maintains, indeed, there is considered to be an Issa Kari. So perhaps one possibility was very simply, this is a very fundamental machlokes. What is Matadisra of Eishasach? Is it the zika, the nefila, the yibum, or is it considered to be the mitzvah of yibum, the mitzvah of chalitza? We pointed out the Arav Reb Chaim that is it so obvious min hakatzah l'hakatzah? If that really is true, why is it necessary for Rabbi Yochanan to state shlichus da'achim? Why is it necessary to state that? That you know what? When he goes that and does chalitza, he's doing so on behalf of. Or when she goes that and involves chalitza, that's done on behalf of all of the nashim, all of the saros. Why do you need that? Why not just simply assume the zika is materis? And maybe indeed that would indicate somehow the opposite is true. Maybe everyone indeed would agree that in order to uproot this sevashas out, you need yibum, you need chalitza. But here, yibum or chalitza was done. And the machlokus is as follows, that what is the effect of the chalitza? Does that only affect him and her? Or does that have a ripple effect that of saros as well? And that's the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan, that shlichusa da'achim kavod. Maybe one could argue as follows, maybe enochinami, the zika indeed is materis. How do you know the zika is materis? Precisely because shlichusa da'achim. What exactly does that mean? Why do you have to come onto shlichus? Because as we discussed, one could view the mitzvah of Yom Chalitza in different ways. One is one could view it more granularly, individually, or maybe one could argue that, what do you mean? This is a chovas habayis, a chovas habayis, like Ner Shabbos, Ner Chanukah, Achilas Kodshim, a chovas habayis, which would mean whatever one does automatically impacts on the other. And why exactly is that true? Because it's not a granular chovas agavra, but rather it's a chovas habayis, and the zika indeed is materis, the zika is materis. Okay? But maybe one could argue that, no, that Berachas Shmuel Siman Vav, the fact that Rabbi Yochanan has to come on to shlichus, maybe that indicates that, ooh, the mitzvah is materis, but the mitzvah is being done ba'ad ha'achim. The mitzvah is being done ba'ad ha'tzaros as well. And then we saw a further possibility as follows, and that was the Imre Moshe. Then why do you have to come on to shlichus ha'achim kavod? Why do you have to come on to that? And what exactly is the svara of Reish Lakish? After all, a brother dies, and there isn't a feeling ibum. Why should we argue that subsequently there's a sarkaris regarding the tzaros, regarding sharachim? So the chiddush v'moshe is that there's a stunning Yerushalm. What happens if a brother dies, there is a zika, there's an afili ibum, and all of a sudden, someone else, a czar, not one of the brothers at all, kidesh acher, menashuk, is achas mehem. That's an isse. No? That's the case of Yivam l'shuk. What happens in the case of Yivam l'shuk? We discussed, no? Yivam l'shuk, one could argue there is tvisas kedushin. One could argue maybe there is no tvisas kedushin because it's chavi lavi. Maybe one could argue there's no tvisas kedushin, not because there's no tvisas kedushin, but chavi lavi. Because the pasuk says, as a shlima, lo sihia, esa sam esa chutzalizar, lo sihia means that ein bo havaya. There is no tfisas kedushin. Maybe one could argue that's exceptional, that there's no tfisas kedushin, or maybe one could argue that Kishit Rabbi Kiva, that's consistent, that there's no tfisas kedushin when it comes to the case of chavilavim. So what happens if indeed a woman is awaiting chalitza, and all of a sudden someone else marries her? What would you say? Yes or no? Yes or no? So Yushami says something stunning, incredible. No? Rabbi Yudan Bai. And that is, we don't know. Let's wait. Let's wait and see what happens. What do you mean? Let's wait and see what happens. Okay. She was Makabela's Kedushin from a stranger. Now what happens? What does the Yavam? Ooh. If the Yavam goes, and Chalat's love, Oba Aleha, if all of a sudden Yom performs chalitza to her, or Yibum to her, wow, you know what that means? The Kedushin was absolutely nothing. Wow. But, if you know what? Nothing happened to her. That you know what? Yavam went ahead and did chalitza to a kowai, to the tzara, or Yibum to the tzara, all of a sudden, that you know what? That Kedushin is chal, Mafreya. So that's pretty incredible, no? You have a woman who's awaiting Yibum Chalitza and she marries someone else. What's the status? You know, we don't know yet. Right, the jury's out. Let's wait and see. If anything is done to her, the Kedushin is Baka. If something is done to the co-wife, then the Kedushin is considered to be Chal. How could that possibly be? Why should what happens later impact in any shape or form? So the Yerushalmi is assuming a great, great Kiddush as follows. There is a Zika, no doubt. The Zika is Materis. The Zika is Materis. I ask you the following. The Zika between who and whom? The Zika between who and whom? Boshab Shadet means all the brothers and all the tzaros, all the Rem are a candidate. No, the Yerushalmi is saying something which is stunning. Not necessarily. All of them are a candidate. That certainly is true. But you know what? When Yibam is done, when Chalitza is done, you know what that indicates? The Zika only manifests itself, it only expresses itself as far as these two people are concerned. But as far as everyone else concerned, you know what? There was no Zika. There was no Zika. Wow. So if indeed Yibam is done regarding him and her, it turns out that, you know what? The others, there is no longer a relationship of Zika. That's exactly then the point. A woman went ahead and she received Kesef Kedushin from someone else. You know what? If something was done to her, what do you mean? Then there's no Tfises Kedushin at all. No? However, if something was done to the other Tzaros, it turns out the Zika was only for them. And in such an instance, wow. So if that really is true, that's something which is stunning. The Kedushin indeed would be Chal. So that's a very, very different lamdus. That means that in principle, one could argue, the Zika is materis, but, you know what? How do you find the Zika? Maybe one could argue the Zika is only klape the players of Yibam and Chalitza, not as far as the others are concerned. Wow. And maybe that then is the Sara of Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish argues, you know why there's a chi of kares when it comes to the others? Not because necessarily the mitzvah is materis. Maybe the Zika is materis, but he going also that the Zika is only binding between him and her and not the others. That means that there are three different biurim to explain the malchokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Leish Lakish. Number one, when I could argue a fundamental malchokas, whether the tefillah is materis or whether the mitzvah of Yibam Chalitza is materis, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it is the tefillah, according to Leish Lakish, it is the mitzvah. Maybe second possibility, everybody agrees the mitzvah is materis, but when the mitzvah is performed, it's profound beyond kol habayis, and therefore the mitzvah relates to all the brothers, all the tzaros, and that's exactly the chiddush of shlichus adachim. And Rish Lakish disagrees and says that is not true. The mitzvah is materis. The mitzvah should only be understood in that sense. Or maybe possibility three. One could argue that the nefila yibum is materis, as the Rashba points out. But you know what? The critical question is the following: the nefila is materis regarding whom? Oh, so according to Rabbi Yochanan, it is materis legamre. According to Rish Lakish, no, lamafreya, eina zakuka elolo. And in such a case, the others would have a chi of kares, if indeed a maisavi would occur la'achar chalitza. So that's no doubt a stunning chiddush. Now the Gemara Daf Yomei Beis, we started to discuss, quotes a braisa where the reisha seems to contradict the seifa, and this should be relevant to our machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Let's assume, for example, Chalitza indeed is done. Chalitza Devimko. And all of a sudden, the Chaz of Akidsha, he himself goes there and marries her. He's not supposed to do that. No? After all, that's an Isra of Kevin Shlobana. Shuvo Yivne. So no, that's considered to be an Isra. So wow. He went ahead and Chalitza, then he married Rabbi Isser. Wow, that's an Isra Lala. And all of a sudden, Mace. Now he goes there and dies. What happens now? How does that affect now all of the other brothers? So the Braisa says a great, great chiddush, and that is, Sricha Chalitza min ha'achim. Chalitza indeed is necessary. Why exactly is that true? Poshav Shat is as follows. L'chor is as follows, the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. And that is, once Chalitza is done, there's Nisr of Kevan Shlobana, Shuvo Yivne. Shuvo Yivne, l'chor would mean that, you know, no one is allowed to marry her. The brother married her, Bisser. Okay, I understand. That was Alav. That was Chavei Lavin. He died. So in such a case, in the cases of Chavei Lavin, that, you know what? Sricha Chalitza min ha'achim. So Chalitza indeed is necessary. Because the Isser Lav is not only for him and her, but rather it affects the other achim as well. And therefore, Sricha Chalitza min ha'achim. Wow. So this Reisha, l'chor follows exactly the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. There's no kares. If there would be kares, if once chalitza is done, there's kares for the other achim. In such a case, tzrich chalitza min achim, the makom kares. You require chalitza? Absolutely not. So it must be like the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan that you're only dealing with an isser lav, and therefore tzrich chalitza min achim. Good. That's it. We're fine. Great. The sefer contradicts. What happens if Amad Echad Min Achim V'Kidshah? Echad Min Achim V'Kidshah. All of a sudden, the Raisa says that Ein La'alav Klum, zero, there's no Tfisas Kedushin. Zero, there's no Tfisas Kedushin. How can that possibly be? The Raisa says, Tzricha Chalitza Min Achim. And the Seifa says that, you know what? If Chalitza is done, and another goes ahead and marries her, so in such a case, Ein La'alav Klum. Ein La'alav Klum. There is no Tfisas Kedushin whatsoever. That sounds like Rish Lakish, no? That once Chalitza is done for the other Achim, there's Nisr Kares. And if there's Nisr Kares, there's no Tfisas Kedushin. So how is that possible? The Reisha says you're dealing with an Nisr Lav of Shuvah Yivneh, even as far as other brothers are concerned. And the Seif is telling us there's no Tfisas Kedushin. How can that possibly be? So Rav Sheshe says very, very simply. Very, very simply. You know what? No. We're working with Rabbi Yochanan. We're working with Rabbi Yochanan. And that is there's an Nisr Lav. There's an Nisr Lav. Okay? If indeed there is an Nisr Lav, there should be Tfisas Kedushin. Oh, that's the Reisha. That's the Reisha. Tzricha Chalitza Menachem. Oh, what about the Seifa? Oh, the Seifa is a son of Rabbi Akiva. The Seifa is like Rabbi Akiva, that there's no Tfisas Kedushin B'chavilav. We're dealing with the case of Rabbi Yochanan, the shift between the Reish and the Seifa, according to whom? The Muskar Rishon, we're dealing with an Nisr Lav. So the Reisha is Kepshuta, like the Chachamim. There is Tfisas Kedushin B'chavilav. And all of a sudden, the Seifa is Aliva to Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara points out, isn't that difficult? Isn't that difficult? No, somehow that should be indicated. If all of a sudden you're switching mid-gear between the Sheet and the Chamam, that there is Tfisas Kedushin B'chavilavim, Rabbi Akiva, there is not, somehow that should be indicated. It should not be that which is seamless at all. And therefore, Rav Ashi says, no, let's flip everything on its head. The Brice is referring to Reish Lakish. The Brice is referring to Reish Lakish. Wow. So that means as follows, if that really is true, so how do you understand? How do you understand this case? No? After all, the Reisha says, Cholitzi Vimto, and because of a Kidsha, Tzricha Chalitza Menachem, why should that be? According to Shlokish, you're dealing with now Nisakaris. Nisakaris, there is no Yibon, there is no Chalitza. Why should Chalitza be required in any shape or form? I understand the Seifa, Ein La'alav Klum. But how do you send the Reisha, Aliva, the Reish Lakish? How can that possibly be? Oh, so Rashi says the following. Wait a second. When we say, Tzricha Chalitza Min Achim, which brothers, who brothers, what brothers, who are we speaking about? Oh, Chiddush. Achim Hayiludim. Achim Hayiludim. We're talking about a newly born brother. A newly born brother. He was born after the Chalitza. HaChalitza Yavimto. And all of a sudden now a brother is born. He's born after the Chalitza. And what exactly is the Chiddush? That is not called Eishes Achiv Shlohei Abolam. That is not called Eishes Achiv Shlohei Abolam. Why in the world? Why should not be called Eishes Achiv Shlohei Abolam? Very, very simply, Rabbi Shimon. What happens, for example, if a brother dies and Yibum is done? Yibum is done. And after Yibum is done, the Sof Nolad, then another brother is born. Another brother is born. If you're born after Yibum, that is not called Eishes Achiv Shlohei Abolam. The fact that there was a prior marriage, and the prior marriage was resolved through Yibum, that's history. When you enter the picture, you know what? There was absolute issues. Reuven died, and Levi did Yibum. When now, all of a sudden, you are born, so in such a case, you know what? That is a new starting point, and therefore there is no longer Eshesach Yishraya Balama. Wow, that's an important finish. And lo nahan nefilasim in Harishon, the fact that there was a prior step, that you know what, that Reuven died, and Shimon did Yibum, that's not enough to consider Levi Eishes Achiv Shlohei Abolama. Eishes Achiv Shlohei Abolama. Wow. So that is the case of, the Reisha. It means history. And what exactly is the Chiddush? That what is true in Yibim, Ulusof Nolad, Yibim Ulusof Nolad, that is also true with HaCholetz Divintah. What is true of Yibum is also true of Chalitza. Well, what's true? We're not dealing with the case of Yibum here. We're dealing with the case of HaCholetz Levimtam, Cholitz Levimtam. Yeah, but if a brother now is born Achar Chalitza, that's like a brother who is born Achar Yibum. And just like Yibim Asof Nola, Reb Shimon says, that is not called Eishes Achiv Shlohei Abolam, the same thing is true when it comes to Achar Chalitza, and therefore, Tzricha Chalitza, Menachim. Tzri chalitza menachim. Okay, let's talk about when not evil, but tzri chalitza menachim. Okay. And what about the Sefer? But the Sefer says, Eima alav klum. That's referring to the achim han noladim. Noladim kfar. Not that a brother was newly born. We're talking about the previous brothers, according to Rish Lakish, the previous brothers is in the Sakaris. There's in the Sakaris. And therefore, if that really is true, so in such a case, clearly, ain lo alav klum. Ain lo alav klum. So therefore, good. Therefore, we're done. Okay. So the Resha is that you're born after Chalitza, and born after Chalitza is equivalent to that born after Yibum l'sof nola, there's no longer any problem of Eishasafi, Shlohaya Balam. Wow, so that really is the case. Wow, the case of the Resha. Okay. So, Cholitz Yivinto, and V'chazavikish. As long as he was born after Chalitza. What Rashi adds, an incredibly important detail. An incredibly important detail. When exactly was this newly born brother born? When was he born? Oh, lachar chalitza. Nope. What's the case? Cholitz Yivinto, v'chazav kibsha. Cholitz Yivinto, v'chazav kibsha. Rashi, you know what? Nola ba'achar chalitza v'kedushin. Nola ba'achar chalitza v'kedushin. That's our step. No. One, cholitz Yivinto. Two, chazav kibsha. No. All of a sudden, a brother is born. When exactly was he born? So Rashi writes the following. Rashi and the Tosas, the Ramaskal, come on, that you know what? He was born after Kedushin. Wow. I wouldn't necessarily have said that. Well, one could have said the following. He was born after Chalitza. He was born after Chalitza and after Kedushin. You know what? A year after the Chalitza. You know what? Chazav v'kidsha. He was born later, not during that year. Wow, that's the Kiddush of Rashi. That's the Kiddush of Tosus. And that's the Kiddush of the Rashba. The Rashba writes the same thing, the Ramasal Amda, but that's what we're talking about. And the Rashba adds, right, the following book. Why do you need Kedushin? Why not just simply say that, you know what, he was born after Chalitza, and therefore the Zika is gone. So therefore, when he's born, he's entering this situation where there is no Zika. Why does history depend on Kiddushin? Maybe history can depend on the following. Look, if all of a sudden you have a case where a brother dies, and now the brother is born, b'shas Zika, that I understand, that's Eish HaSafi Shalai Balamo. But la'achar chalitza, the Zika is faka. So why not argue history? Why should you require chazav v'kidsha? So the Rashba writes the following. You know what? Oh, that Yerushalmi that we quoted in the very beginning of the year, lefisha chalitza eino kinyan eleptur. Lefisha chalitza eino kinyan eleptur kideisav Yerushalmi. When do we have a right to say that? You know what? This is a new beginning. History, whatever happened in the past is no longer relevant. That's true of she's knuya la'achem. And therefore, who is she now? You know what the answer is? She is an eishes ish of the subsequent marriage. And therefore, that's fine. And what indeed that is true, so you know what? Our previous ishus is done, and that's gone. Wow. Okay. But if all you have is chalitza, that really is not true. You have no right to assume that all of a sudden now, you know, we reset. Why do you reset? And therefore, that would not be the case. And therefore, a dying, Eish HaSafi Shalaya Balamo, in such a case, that would not be good. If you look in the Me'iri disagrees. The Me'iri Rasp Ravino quotes the Eish Mepharshim that no. No love achar chalitza. After all, once chalitza is done, there's no longer Zika. There's no longer any Zika. And if you're born, la'achar shepaka ha-Zika, in such a case, that's reset. That's a new beginning. The fact that there was a history, why does that concern us? Once chalitza is done, chalitza is mafkia the Zika, just like Yibum is mafkia the Zika, and therefore, no la'achar chalitza is comparable to Yibim v'achar kach no'la, then that's the chiddush Reb Shimon, that there no longer is a problem. And if you look at the Ritva, The Ritva indicates the same that's true. Then in the case of Yibain Ulasof Nolad, you're no longer Eshesachiv Shlohaya Balama. Wow. Why exactly is that true? Because after all, Hol Uba Umatsa Beheter, Hol Uba Umatsa Beheter, since now Levi is born, and there's no longer any Issa, you're no longer Nesra Mishum Eshes Ruvain, so therefore, La Amda Shachas Issa. La Amda Shachas Issa. That's the reason of Reb Shimon. So therefore, if this new brother is born, there is no Azika, forget it. You don't have to backstep and consider this to be Eshesach Yishlahayim Balama. And why would the Chachamim disagree? Why would the Chachamim disagree with Reb Shimon? No, the Pasuk says something very unusual. No? Amar Akra, the Pasuk says, Ulakach lo Yilisha v'yivma. That's very unusual. No? Ulakach lo Yisha v'yivma. I mean, step one, step two. What's step one, what's step two? I would have said the opposite is true. No? Do Yibum. And as a consequence of Yibum, we discussed maybe a condition of Yibum. Nasas kisha l'chadavar. Memtes. No? Yibum, Ishus. The Pasuk says, l'koch l'isha, v'yivma. That's very unusual. No? You mean to say, Ishus, then Yibum, Ishus, then... Oh, you know what the Kiddush is? Adayin Yibum Mishon Olela. Even la'achar Ishus. Even la'achar Yibum. What do you mean, reset? What right do you have to ignore history? What right do you have to ignore history? You know, a woman is married, she gets divorced, she marries again, her husband dies, she's mutter the kohen, because now she's an amana, and she's not a grusha. As of right now, the most recent relationship, she's an amana. You have no right to ignore. The pasuk says that, you know what, even after the kach l'isha, you have to still consider v'yivma, meaning adayin yivum mishonen aleha. And therefore, if this brother was not alive at that time, that is still considered to be, wow, eshesachiv, shlohaya balamo. So that's an important machlokas. Rashi, Tosus, the Rashi require that, you know what, that you have to have chalas v'kidesh. If he was born after the chalitza, but before the kedushin, That would be problematic. No, Mashen Kindred Farag is that? No, it's not true. Poshub Shat, and what exactly is the Lundus of Rashi and Tosus the Rashba? I would say the following, that you know what, that you have a case of an Isser of Eshesach without the Heter of Yibum, that is the problem. According to Rashi, Tosfos, the Rashba, very simply as follows. If you have an Isser of Eshesach, without a Heter of Yibum, so in such a case, then we say Nesra. And once Nesra, Shuv Lo Paka. So that really is the case that, look, if indeed this brother was born, Lachar Kedushin, you're right, this is an Eshesach, but in this Eshesach, there would be a built-in Heter of Yibum. Oh, so then you don't say Nesra. But if there would be a case of Eshesach without the allowance of Yibum, in such a case, then we assume Kevin Shenesra Shuv Lopaka. Wow. So if a brother is born, and this woman, there was Chalitza, but you know what? This woman is considered to be the wife of the Amana of Ruvain. And Amana of Ruvain, Eshesach, without any allowance of Yibum, Oh, so in such a case, therefore, Nesra, that would be a problem. Eshashachiv, Shlohaya Ba'olamo. So therefore, how do you resolve this? You resolve this by Chalatz V'kidesh. Chalatz V'kidesh means when this person now enters the world, like Levi, in such a case, there is a new Ishus, and there would be a Heter of Yibum if this brother would die. Believe on him. Okay? Poshim Shad, according to the Ritva Miri, as follows. You know what the problem of Eshesachiv Shlohaya Ba'olamo is? Where you have Zika below Yibum. Meaning, you know what? A brother dies, and all of a sudden, as if yet there's no Yibum, there's no Chalitza, and a new brother is born. Right here and now, there is a Zika. Yibum and Chalitza not yet take place. And for this new brother, Eshesachiv Shlohaya Ba'olamo, there is a Zika without Yibum. The Hagdara of Eshesachiv Shlohaya Ba'olamo means Zika B'li Yibum. Oh, so you know what? If that really is true, the writ for the Meiri, once chalitza is done, there's no longer zika. The chalitza is mafkia zika. In such a case, if that really is true, then there is no longer eshesafkim shalabalama. You don't assume nesra. Nesra means that there was a zika without the mitzvah of yibum. So all you have to do is be mafkia the zika. How do you uproot zika? One is yibum. But another way of uprooting zika is through chalitza. Once chalitza is done, there is no longer a zika. The definition of Eishes Achiv Shlahaya Balam, according to Rabbi Shimon, is when you have a zika without yibum. And how do you resolve the zika? One of two ways. One is Aide yibum, one is Aide chalitza. Well, if you assume, no, forget about zika. It means that there was a prior relationship of Eishes Ach, and you need a heter of yibum. The heter of yibum is not going to be created Aide chalitza. That would require kibsha. All of a sudden now, you remarry, and therefore, oh, now, if that brother would die, there's a mitzvah of yibum. That's the chiddush according to Rabbi Shimon. So that I would tell you is a fundamental machlokes. What exactly is meant in this particular case? Now, even in the ratio, chalatz yivinta, chazer v'kivsha, so you need chalitza menachim. Chalitza menachim. That's what Ravashi says, the chiddush. Okay, and we're talking about the case of born after chalitza, or born after chalitza at nishus. Oh, so in such a case, achim hayilodim, in such a case, that's like yibim l'sof nolad. Okay? So what's the halacha? What's the halacha in such a case? Tzricha chalitza mina achim. Tzricha chalitza mina... Why is that the halacha exactly? Why not argue that yibum? No, yibum. If you have a case of, with chalitza was done, and then there was kedushin, and they're fully married, and all of a sudden the brother now dies. The most I can say is tzricha chalitza, chalitza min ha'achim hayiludim. Why? Why not argue? No, this is not a problem. This is not fish lahebalama, and therefore yibum. No, amai eno misyavemes. Why is there no yibum in this particular case? No, so that's the Tosus. Dramaschal tzricha. Why exactly would there be no yibum in that instance? Why do we say chalitza, chalitza? If this is not a problem, it's not shohei balamo. So in such an instance, so why wouldn't we allow for yibum to take place? Oh, Satosis gives you the transition. Now, wait until the next again. Wait until the next again. Let's assume, for example, you have a case of sota. A woman is a sota. In such a case, there's no yibum. Well, why aren't we dealing just chagel? What's the isra of sota labalo? That's an isra lam. It's an isra lam. Why would you argue that there's no yibum? Why would there be no yibum? The Gemara says, what do you mean yibum? Hashda b'mutla asura, b'asula l'koshkein, b'mutla asura, b'asula l'koshkein. This woman is forbidden to her husband. This woman is forbidden to her husband. So she's been mutter to the avam. The yavam's allowance can exceed that of her husband, their husband. Satosis writes, I'm going to give you another case. Not only when it comes to sota. A sota is asura habal, and therefore there's no possibility of yibum. I'm going to give you this case as well. Wow. Now, in a case of cholitz yivimta v'chazav v'kitsha, you're not allowed to do that. That means you're asur labal. Really, you mean to say that she's asur labal and there's a heter yibum? No different than the case of sota. Wow. So Tosa says the following. That's exactly why the Braisa says cholatz yivinta v'chazav v'kitsha. Tzricha chalitza, just like in some cases a sota. Let's say a suffix sota, where it's a surah about, you need chalitza. So you know what? You need chalitza here as well. But yibum, is out of the question? Oh, okay. Wow. If you look in the Keren Or, Dermas Chutzarech, the Keren Or writes, it's clear from Avashi. Cholei sevimta, chazev ekidsha. So clearly that Tzricha chalitz menachim, that means chalitz yes, and yibum no. Why yibum no? Turner writes the following. You have to come on to sota. We're not even familiar with sota yet. Now, you see, the next sugya, you have to come on to sota? You have to come on to sota? What exactly is the svar of Rav Shimon? Rav Shimon maintains that, you know what, of course the Torah mentions yachla, which means that, you know what, if you have a case of eish esav kiv shlo yabalama, so obviously, there's no allowance of yibum, there's nisav eish esav, no yibum, no chalitza, tsaros, good. What about yibim v'sof nolad? What are the yibim v'sof nolad? Whoa, yibim v'sof nolad. Rav Shimon's shita is, there's no longer any impediment of eish esav kiv shlo yabalama. Why do we assume that that's true? Very simply, reset. This is a new beginning. The original Ishus, the fact that at one point in time she was the wife of Reuven, that's history. That's gone, no? That's the Chacham saying, no. L'kach l'isha v'yivna. It's never gone, never. Rav Shimon says, no, I don't agree with that Gzeres HaKasuv. That's the drush of the Gzeres HaKasuv. And therefore, that's history. That when you have new Ishus, the first Ishus is Pakah. So therefore, I understand. If you're born before then, I get that, no? But if you're born Achar Yibum. So in such a case, that what do you mean? That this is a new beginning. The original Ishus, the fact that she was Ishus Reuven, is history. We'll save that for her biography, but that's not relevant in terms of generating any Isser. Wow. Oh, so the Karen says the following. What happens in this case? No? Chol Zidimto, v'chaz of the Kitsha. What are you going to say? What are you going to say exactly? Exactly. History. What happened with the first Nefila? What do you mean history? There's an Issa Daraisa. No. Kevan Shlo Banu Shuv Lo Yivne. Kevan Shlo Shuv Lo Yivne. No, that's history. No, that's not history. No. There's a loud Daraisa of Kevan Shlo Banu Shuv Lo Yivne. That loud Daraisa is Machmas Ishus Arishona, no? What created that issue? Well, you were the wife of Reuven, and Reuven died, and you failed to go ahead and to do Yibum. If there is an ongoing issue of Kevin Shlobana Shuv Yivna, how can you say that the first Ishus is history? How can you say that that's possibly true? No? And therefore, if that's true, in such an instance, where Chaladzin of a Chazav a Kibsha, how can you say that, you know what, Paka, shame Eisha Sacharishon? How can you say Paka? That there's an Issa Daraisa right here and now that emanates from the first Ishus. And therefore, how indeed can you say that that's true? So, wow, the Kernor writes the following, that, you know what, you don't have to come on to the Kavachom of Ba'asala, Lokoshke. No. You don't have to come on to the Kavachom. The whole Svara of Rav Shimon is that this is called the new beginning. Maybe one could argue that's true in a case of Yibim Usof Nola. Yibim Usof Nola. But if you're talking of a case of Cholatz Yivim Talachaz of a Kitsha, where there's an ongoing Issa Daraisa Machmas Ishus Arishon, so how can you say that this is a new beginning and whatever occurred before, right, is irrelevant? Is irrelevance. An important aura of Karen aura. That clearly, it's clear from the Braisa Yibum, no, only Chalitza. But not necessarily because of the lumdus of sota. Maybe one could disagree with the lumdus of sota. But nonetheless, here, if there's an ongoing issur, how can you say that koka ha'ishus, ha'ishus? Well, okay. The Gemara Daf Yud Aleph discusses another variation, no? Oh. Haba'al ha'yibama. Yibam was done. Yibam. Great. Yibum was done. And all of a sudden, after Yibum, Uba Echad Mina Achim al Tsarasa. Well, Yibum was done, and all of a sudden now, another brother with a Tsar. Uba Echad Mina Achim al Tsarasa. Wow. Another brother and another wife. What happens in that case? Oh, the Gemara says that's Machlokas Rav Achim Ravina. One possibility is Karis. Yibum is done. Yeah, but there's an Issur Eish Esav regarding all the other brothers, regarding all the other tzaros. And therefore, this is an Issur Kares. And V'chad Amar Be'esei. the essay. And they said, this is not Karis, this is an essay. After all, the Pasuk says there's a base achiv, base achiv. You know what? Bayisefer ubone, ve'eno bone shnei batim. That's an essay. That's an essay. Bayisefer ubone implies ve'eno bone shnei batim, but that's not an Isra Lav. That's an essay. That's an essay. Wow. So therefore, in such an instance, Yibum is done, and all of a sudden now, ba'efem in acham al sarasa, either Karis or an essay. Karis or an essay. Oh, the Gemara says the following, that mandam of the Karis, ooh, that's Rish Lakish. That's our Rish Lakish, no? That there's a unique relationship between Dam and Yavama. For everyone else, we're back to Eishasach. So therefore, in such a case, there's no Yibum, there's no Chalitza, Yibum was already done. So therefore you have Nisar Karis. Umandam of essay, 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 oh, that's like Rabbi Yochanan. That's like Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, okay, that's like Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. Tosus is father, right? Ramas Chalchad. Wait. Tosus says, the Kasha, cave in the Istra Kralagufe. Istra Kralagufe. You have a pasuk that says Beis Achiv, and you have a drasha. Vayisechu Rubona, Ve'en Rubona, Shnei Batim. What is the chiddush of that pasuk? What is the chiddush of that pasuk? What's the chiddush of that pasuk? Of course you need that pasuk. Of course you need that pasuk. Because you know what? If you have many brothers, and you have many wives, how do you know that when one brother is miyabim, one wife, we're done, we're done? How do you know that that's true? Right, that's true. Maybe limits you to require another further step, a further step. How do you know Shalot Niyabim Eshtehen? How do you know that there isn't a Chiv of Yibum or a Chalitza, which is ongoing? How do you know that once one is done, we're done, we're done? How do you know that that's true? Right, that's true. You know what the answer is? That's a Gemara. Gemara Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. And the Gemara says, that's why you need the Pasuk of Vayisech Rubone. So you need this pasuk. You need this pasuk in order to tell you that Yibum is a one and done, and there is no longer any chiyuv whatsoever as far as the other brothers of the tzaras are concerned. Wow. So if that really is true, what right do you have to say that this pasuk is coming lenatko michlal kares? You know, if you don't need it, I would say the following. Oh, the pasuk is coming to reduce, to reduce, to reduce. What I would have thought is nisakares, now is only, let's say, an essay. Is only an essay. But the Gemara says you need this pasuk. You need this pasuk. Without the pasuk, I would have said such a chiddush that there isn't a collective cholas habayis. There is an individual chivim mechalitza. And once yibum is done, that does not necessarily mean that everyone else is exempted at all. So that's the pasuk of Eino Bona Shnei Batim. Well, so we're done. We're done. Okay, I understand that. What right do you have to say the pasuk also plays a secondary role? That if now ba'efim nacham al tzarasa, so therefore there's no longer karis. I know there's no longer karis. I know there's no longer karis. Maybe of course there's karis. But the pasuk is by Yosefa. Yeah, that's in terms of the mitzvah seemed. But Eino Chinami, maybe indeed that would be true. Wow, wow. Oh, it's Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan. Incredible Kiddush. Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan. You're right, you're right, you're right, you're right, you're right. That, you know what? That, if this Pasuk of Bayan Sabona, Vidaman Shnebatim, is not coming to be Menatek, no, that's telling you to tell you an important Kiddush, that the mitzvah of Yim is one to one and then we're done. Then we're done. Yeah, but that should mean like Rish Lakish says then. That ba'echad minach malzaras, there should be a chiyuv karis. There should be a chiyuv karis. How can there be no chiyuv karis? Ooh, Rabbi Natan says, incredible, incredible, incredible. No. It's not that, you know, pligiba, chadamar b'karis, v'chadamar b'ese. No. Chadamar b'karis, v'chadamar b'lav. Chadamar b'karis, v'chadamar b'lav. It's machlokes, Rav Ach and Ravina. One says karis, we're good. There's no longer Yibum, there's Karis. And what's the second day? Not an essay. The second day is a lav. What lav? Vayisechu Rubona and Emunah Shnei Batim is a lav. How can that possibly be? What do you mean allowed? What do you mean allowed? How could that possibly be? And how can you say it's allowed? How can you say it's allowed? You need the Pasuk Lagufe to tell us that one and done, Yibum, and now we're done. Everything is resolved. No, Rabbeinu Tam says, Lav. Our old love, Daf Yud. No? Kaven Shlobana Shlobo Yivne. Kaven Shlobana Shlobo Yivne. Wow. Kaven Shlobana Shlobo Yivne means, what do you mean? I refuse to build my brother's house. And I went ahead and did the Chalitza. So you know what? You refuse. You're doing that which is not at all ideal. You know, choles leivimto, kaven shloshu. Whoa. So, Rabbeinu Tam writes a study in Kiddush. No. You have five wives, and you did even to one. What's your relationship with all the other wives? Guess what? Kaven shlobana. You chose not to build your brother's home through B, C, D. You were bona through A. Whoa. So therefore, the lav that we've been discussing all the time of Kaven Shlobana Shlovivna, the lav according to Rabbi Yochanan, is not only in a case of Choletz Levimto, it's in a case of one who is Miyambe Machas Mehem. But the Tzara, Koyat Tzara, Blo Yivna. Wow, that's such a kiddush. Legabe Hatzara, when it comes to the other wives, what do you mean? Kaven Shlobana, Shulo Yivne. Kaven Shlobana, Shulo Yivne. Wow, that's an important chiddush. And Kaven Shlobana, Shulo Yivne would not only be relevant to the other Achim, but Kaven Shlobana, Shulo Yivne would be relevant even to him, the guy who did Yibum. He did Yibum, but he chose Yibum to this wife. And therefore, he turned down the other wives. That's Kaven Shlobana Shuvayivne. And therefore, Rabbeinu Tam writes, number one, Lav. There's Nisir Lav. Number two, Uvo, who? Echem Achem Al Sarasa. Wow. We have here, Habal Yavimto, and Uba Echem Min Achem Al Sarasa. Why Echem Achem Al Sarasa? If you're going to say that the Isser here, it's because as far as these women are concerned, there is refusal to do Yibum, that should apply even to the Yavam regarding the Saras as well. So why is it Uva Echad Min Ha'achim Al Sarasa? You know what the answer is? You're right. The Girsha should be Uva Hu O Echad Min Ha'achim Al Sarasa. Wow. Because even as far as the Yavam is concerned, with his relationship regarding the other wives, Kaven Shlobana, Shulbo Yivne, wow, that's something which is pretty stunning. No? That's the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. We should not be Goris Esse, but rather Goris Alav. And this love, right, is something that is across the board. Whether you're dealing with him or whether you're dealing with other brothers as well. And Rashi, no? Rashi says, the Machlokis is Lagabe the Achim. Whether it's an Esse or whether it's Goris. That's the machlokes. As far as the Yavam is concerned, that everybody agrees it's an essay. By Yisachar Ubon and Ubon Shnei Batim. Well. That rust like we had before. Now that everyone agrees Yavam is alive, and the machlokes are over Shlokesh is against everyone else. Rashi writes, what do you mean? There's a fundamental difference. As far as the Yavam is concerned, everybody agrees that's an essay. By Yisefer Ubona, and Ubona Shnei Batim. The Machlokes here between Rabach and Rabin is, what about all the other brothers? By Yisefer Ubona, they didn't do anything at all. Oh, Shlichus Adachim Kovid. You know, when he was Bona, so therefore by Yisefer Ubona, or no, as far as everyone else is concerned, it's considered to me that which is in Issachares. Rashi, absolutely against. The Chiddush Rabbi Natam, number one, we're talking about an essay, and the Machlokes is only regarding the Achim, and not regarding the Avim. Regarding the Avim, of course, there's considered to be that which is an essence. And how do you resolve Tosus Kasha? What do you mean? How can there be an essence? Istra Kro Lagufe. No, Daf Mem Dalet. You need the Pasuk to tell us, Shleim Meshtehen. So how do you know? Do you know minolam that asya kra linatko mikares? Linatko mikares. So how can you say that that indeed is necessary? The pasuk at once is telling me that one and done, yibam, we're finished. And number two, that if there is a further attempt, the pasuk is minatek the sekares to an essay. How can it play two different roles? How can it play those two different roles? Wow. So Lora Chaner writes, you know what the Shita of Rashi is? Very, very simple. Very, very simple. Reish Lakish maintained that that's true. Reish Lakish maintained, you know what, that the starting point is that there should be no Sakaris. And I would have said the Sakaris surprise universally. Once Chalitz is done, so therefore there's no longer a mitzvah of Yibam, so therefore there's Kares. The mitzvah is Materes. And if I didn't have the pasuk of Kevan Shlaban Shuv Yivne, you know what I would have said? There's Kares across the board. Oh, but, you have a pasuk of Kevan Shlaban Shuv Yivne that is Minatek, it reduces what would have been an Issar Kares to an Issar Lav. Good? All of that was according to Reish Lakish. And what about according to Rabbi Yochanan? Oh, one could suggest the following. What do you mean? According to Rabbi Yochanan, you don't need a Pasuk Lanatka. After all, the same svara, Mika Midi, no? Mika Midi, Mekar Mutar, Uvesofa Kares. Mika Midi, Mekar Mutar, Uvesofa Kares. Reish Lakish requires a pasuk lanatka. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, you do not require. Let's assume the Poshub Shat, Rashba, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Zikas Materes. So how do you know there's no Kares? The answer is the pasuk is Manate. How can the pasuk be Manate if the pasuk is necessary to tell me, Vayisachar Rabbanim Ushnei Batim? How can the pasuk play two roles? You know what the answer is? No. You don't need a pasuk be Manate at all. That's exactly according to Rabbi Yochanan. This sir is paka. This sakaris is paka. And therefore, you know what? That if the pasuk says Vayisachar Rabbanim and Ein Rabbanim Ushnei Batim, so therefore, very, very simply, right, according to Biyochanan, that's a new essay. What do you mean that how can it serve to reduce? Maybe indeed there is no reduction. Well, if you take a look at the Rambam, in the Chazim Perakala, Falachates, Falachiyabes, the Rambam writes the following, that you know what? A person dies and he has many, many wives. Noshim Rabo Sumeis. So you know what? Eino miyabel nishtayim, even if it's not done to each one of the wives. Because after all, the Pasuk says, Beis Afim. Vayisech Rubona, Eino bona shnei batim. Eino bona shnei batim. The Rambam continues, right? Hakones esivimto. Let's assume Yibam is done. Oh, you know what? Nesra tzarasa. Nesra alav al sharachim. Whoa. Once Yibam is done, there's an Isser, right, of Yibam with any other otherwise. How do you know that that's true? The Rambam has a separate drasha. Fascinating, no? A separate drasha. The Rambam is Shenemar. Yivamo yavo aleha, velo aleha val sarasa. What? Tosus is bothered. How can the same pasuk tell you there's no mitzvah and there's no kares? What do you mean? Let the pasuk just say there's no mitzvah. How can the pasuk come lenatek? Fascinating. The Rambam has two different drashas, right? How do we know there's no mitzvah? Vayisachar Rabbanim v'eino shnei batim. Right? That's the Rambam Perek Aval HaFetes. And how do you know that there's an iser? The Rambam Rai Shenemar Yavamu Yavo Aleha v'lo Aleha v'al Tzarasa. Wow, 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 wow. Toshav Shah Kain Rambam, no kasha, these are two different drashas in fact. You're right. You wouldn't argue that the same pasuk goes ahead and tells you there's no mitzvah and there's an issa. No, no, no. You know there's no mitzvah because by Yisachar Rabbonah. And once we know there's no longer mitzvah, so no, oh, now, Aleh Vlo Al Sarasa, a drashah eres, a drashah eres. And one could point out, you know, this is a Rambam Lashita say. In the following sense, Aleha, Aleha, Aleha. That's what it's coming to tell you. I need Aleha, no? I need Aleha to tell you. Two brothers married two sisters. Zoyim, Zochalitza, no? Yevam Yav Aleha, Lagalo Servosa, Aleha Bechayeha. No, that's the Ram Lashita, say the Ches, no? But the Ram passes like Rabbi Shita. You don't need a Pasuk of Aleha to tell you that there is no Yibam Ba'arayas. That's obvious, no? Because the Pasuk says, L'kach L'lisha, B'likuch in Talyanilsa, and there's no Tfisas Kedushin Ba'arayas. You don't need a drush of Aleha to tell you that if there's Nisr Erva, Achos, Sobito, that there's no Yibam Chalitza. That's obvious from the definition of Yibam, because a condition of Yibam is Nasi Yishul Chadava, that's out. Oh, so therefore, you do not need the Pasuk of Aleha Achosisha to tell us that there's no Yibam Chalitza. What is the meaning of that Pasuk of Aleha? Oh, fascinating. Rama writes, I'm telling you another drasha, no? And that is Aleha Vlo Al Sarasa. Alev lo sarasa. So you know, Chinami, the Rambam Shita is that there indeed is a separate drash in order to tell us that this is the case. Okay, important. All right, tomorrow we have to start Sarasota. No, get all of them and all. Okay, Sarasota Shalom, Ramakomo, Sota Bade, Sota Sabe, Tumak Siba Karayos. We have a lot of work ahead. Okay, Sarasota Shalom, get all of them.